A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Having read a commentary from David Luz of the Lutheran Theological Seminary, I am now thinking about this reading in a different light, different from what I have thought before. If I once thought of this as a lesson in perseverance and hope, I now am thinking, as David was, of relationship. These words now leap out as terms related to relationship. Friendship, give, forgive, knock, open door, asks, how much more, receive. The passage begins with the disciples getting curious about prayer. Their whole heritage of Judaic prayer forms included many words, much time spent, verbal phrases, and customary passages. So they seem to be observing Jesus being different in this area. So one day they pick out one of their group saying, "You ask him." So while Jesus was answering one of his disciples, I am sure the rest of the group was intent on his answer. So here we have the Our Father, filled with life lessons, challenges, and comfort. Then we have the scenario of a needy friend in the middle of the night who finally gets what he needs after repeated and maybe annoying requests. Finally, Jesus directs his answer right to the disciples and to us. Ask and you will receive, with special note on the loving Father being far more generous than even a loving earthly father, far more than we ask, including the Holy Spirit. Over and over again, this passage speaks of relationships. Who really benefits when one is crying out for help, for being persistent, for trusting that the giver is ready to give? The prayer, of course. That is the answer. If one is praying for a better job or wonderful neighbors to move into the vacant house or a clean bill of health or peace in the workplace, all that is good. But even if those answers do not come as we expect, the intimacy between oneself and God grows and grows. Yes, the intimacy is the renewed presence of the Holy Spirit, the best possible answer. The courage to keep on waiting for those other gifts, the peace needed to endure the passage of time. All that is our answer. The job may not come through. The neighbors may be so-so, The co-workers may still be difficult, and the doctor may be very slow at calling in the report. But consider the great gift that comes about subtly below the surface. It is in with the prayer, the contemplative being. O God, your presence in our lives is really all we need, all we ever need. Please continue to help us realize that our speaking out and calling your name is the most and the best part of this loving conversation with you.